It's 6:45, time to check what's going on around the world. Madeline Jenner joins us. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Fran. Let's head to the US, of course, and big news that the partial shutdown is set to end after Senate Republicans and Democrats voted to approve a temporary funding bill. Now, it's still got to be ratified. That's due to happen in the next few hours, and that means everyone will be heading back to work. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer made the announcement earlier this morning, Australian time.
After several discussions, offers, counteroffers, the Republican leader and I have come to an arrangement. We will vote today to reopen the government, to continue negotiating a global agreement, with the commitment that, if an agreement isn't reached by February the 8th, the Senate will immediately proceed to consideration of legislation dealing with DACA.
So the shutdown is over after 60 hours, and that realistically has affected less than one proper working day, which means the economic impact hasn't been that significant. The impact here is far more likely to be political, and it's no surprise that both sides are still taking political pot shots at each other. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I think if we've learned anything, during this process, it's that a strategy to shut down the government over the issue of illegal immigration is something the American people didn't understand and would not have understood in the future. So I'm glad we've gotten past that and we have a chance now to get back to work. And therefore, Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that the mandatory quorum call be waived.
Mitch McConnell has been leading these negotiations, and under the deal, he said that he intends to hold a debate over immigration measures, including the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, before February 8. Now, Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer was also quick to criticise the president. He's arguing it's the other side's fault, and he argues that the president himself hasn't been handling negotiations at all.
Since our meeting in the Oval Office on Friday, the President and I have not spoken, and the White House refused to engage in negotiations over the weekend. The great deal-making President sat on the sidelines. Despite and because of this frustration, I've been having conversations with the Republican leader over the weekend about a path forward. After several discussions, offers, counteroffers, the Republican leader and I have come to an arrangement.
So the Democrats have come out swinging, and that's probably because it's a little unclear what they've actually gained from this shutdown. Yes, there will be a new debate on DACA, but this is a temporary deal, and it gives Congress just 3 weeks to solve US immigration policy. The Trump administration announced it was winding down DACA last September, and since then negotiations have gone round and round in circles, so it's very unclear what can actually now be achieved in 3 weeks. And of course, the lives of the so-called Dreamers hang in the balance. There are around 700,000 Dreamers. They're undocumented people under the age of 31 who arrived in the US before they turned 16. Now, under DACA, they were given a pathway to study and work in the US. But in this negotiation, Democrats are pushing for a path to citizenship. Now, the Republicans don't agree to that, and they're also quite divided about what they want from this deal. Some just want it to be a debate about DACA now, and others are keen to discuss other issues of immigration policy, like the border wall. So again, 3 weeks is a very tight time frame. But Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer did sound a little upbeat this morning.
I'm incredibly grateful to the bipartisan group that has come together in recent days to renew the immigration debate with a sense of urgency. I believe that this group has the potential to return the Senate to the kind of place it should be on the issue of immigration, a place for bipartisanship, a place for action, a place for achievement.
So watch this space. They've got 3 weeks to come up with a new plan, and the current arrangements for the Dreamers are set to expire in March.
Madeline, thank you very much.